Kabir lived in the 15th century in India, who taught the mystic path of God realization. He is known as being the best of the Indian mystic poets. Kabir was a spiritual teacher and a poet, which transcended above nationality, religion, and social class system. He saw beyond the boundaries where all were seen as spiritual beings. Kabir was raised a Muslim, yet later received an initiation from a Hindu monk and became his spiritual teacher. He was taught that Source is present within all beings. He was born into a poor family and never learned to read or write. Kabir's poems were remembered and recorded, for the meanings touch each person living their human experience. Walking a spiritual path takes courage to see beyond the reality of the senses and to connect to a higher reality. Kabir's poems constantly denounce the hypocrisy and rituals of organized religions. Kabir taught from direct mystical experience, not from rituals and what was learned from a religion. The spiritual reality is known from personal inner experience. Kabir experienced oneness with the divine. He experienced a spiritual reality by traveling to higher dimensions within his inner cosmology. This is reflected in his poems. Even to this day, Kabir's poems are known and read out loud in India. His poems are timeless, for they touch on the very essence of why we came into physical existence, and that is to be a knower of our divinity within and constant connection with Source. Anyone who is into spiritual subjects would enjoy Kabir's wisdoms through his poems, who is classified as an Indian saint. Kabir's poems are now sung as hymns. Why is his poem so popular even today? Kabir's poems provide exposure to rites and rituals that don't offer spiritual evolution, the division between religions, judgment towards others, worldly life, blessings of character strength that comes from adversity, the spiritual quest, and many other topics. Kabir taught that outer religious practices don't offer the direct inner experience of union with the divine. Rites, rituals, and religions don't teach or offer a deeper understanding of true salvation, of personal direct experience of one's divinity within. Kabir challenged the religious authorities in his day. These religious holy men would not wear clothes in India and bathe in the declared holy rivers would attain salvation. Kabir challenged them, stating, "What about all the naked animals that bathe in all these holy rivers? Have all the naked animals attained salvation?" Kabir would say to the shaven-headed renunciants, "If having shaved your head provides salvation, then what about all the sheep that are shaved twice a year?" Kabir would say, "If baptism gives salvation, then what about all the fish in the oceans?" He talks of prayer beads, mantras, scriptures, and now reciting prayers and words over and over again. don't provide salvation. It is through inner discovery, inner exploration, and direct experience that offers one attainment into the highest spiritual dimensions. For this is the path of God realization. The attainment of God realization has to be experienced directly by the person to fully understand the powerful wisdoms. Kabir was not a reformer of the prominent religions during his time, nor established a new belief system. He only taught about the spiritual teachings of love, which brings seekers back on the path towards home, offering the connection with the source. Kabir lived 500 years ago, and very little of his personal life is known. Most saints don't write about themselves, for once they have reached God realization, they identify with source. God realized people know their true identity, and it is not their personality or ego. It is their higher self, which is a piece of source, their soul. God realized people know that they are source in physical form, having a human experience. A God realized soul walks the earth very differently, and their light attracts the seekers who also want to achieve this attainment. God realized people are not perfect, for they are in human form and still have to keep a watchful eye on their ego. Yet they have experienced directly these deep wisdoms on their inner planes in a higher dimensional reality. These higher dimensional beings come to earth to teach and carry out their mission. Then they go back to the high dimension from which they reside. The exact year of Kabir's birth is unknown. It is estimated that he was born in 1398. Others have said he was born in 1440 and passed away in 1518. Kabir was not a monk and was a householder who was married with two children. Kabir was found each day discussing spiritual topics with people, seekers, and students. The spiritual teacher is necessary in helping seekers in gaining the wisdoms and skills towards a spiritual mastery and God realization. The spiritual journey of awakening to a higher reality of one's true identity will require a guide by offering a helping hand and guidance on the path towards oneness. Now I will read you an example of one of Kabir's poems. It's called Spiritual Experience. Spiritual experience cannot be described. Can a mute person explain the taste of sugar? Realization seals the lips of a devotee. As only one who is mute can understand the language of another who is mute. So the bliss of realization can be understood only by one who achieves the selfsame knowledge. The moment the soul realizes itself, sorrow and happiness disappear. Dispute and debate end. The inner heart shines with enlightenment. The writer is steeped in the tangible world, but when his soul becomes enlightened, all writing ends, for then he sees God everywhere. I do not quote what is written in books. I say what I have seen with my own eyes. As the bridal procession loses its glamour, the moment the bride and bridegrooms meet, so words become insipid after realization. I hope you have enjoyed this little time together to talk about Kabir and his life.